T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All I'm trying to say is there was absolutely, in my eyes,
yeah,
zero reason to watch the game once Ben or Joel
were
not.
Oh, that's how I felt. Yeah.
That's the way I felt. Now, Billy King is coming on in a second here, and I want to get his take on it, too. But let me just get Ray in here. Billy is here. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, the former GM of the Sixers, Billy King. Hi, Billy.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Billy, did you watch the NBA All-Star game last night?
I watched bits and pieces. I caught the three-point contest and caught the bits and pieces of the game.
Billy, you were known as one of the great defenders in basketball, college and pros. Billy, is that even basketball, 170 to 150?
I guess you say it's a glorified pickup game where everyone's just trying to avoid getting hurt and then trying to showcase skill sets of shooting from half court and dunking. Giannis got the MVP. He made 16. I think he was 16 for 16, and 15 of them were dunks, and he banked in a three, and he got the MVP. But the hardest thing with that game is that guys midseason now, their main focus is really not trying to get hurt because, you know, their ultimate goal is try to win a championship for the team. And I don't know how, you know, they created these captains, the draft teams, and the first year they did it, I think it tried to make it competitive, but it's tough for guys. It's almost like doing like you're talking about the pro football, the Pro Bowl at the end of the season. But this is during the middle season. It would be like putting a Pro Bowl in the middle of football season.
It made no sense. And then you saw what happened, Billy, in Atlanta. There were all these impromptu parties and things, which are super spreaders. The virus is not gone yet. I realize a lot of people have been vaccinated. But, I mean, why would they even leave themselves open to that? Is there so much money to be made they're willing to take these risks?
Well, I think there's a couple parts of that. One, the TV partners, I think I read some over Turner, it's like a $30 million weekend for them in revenue. I think that the league is, you know, a lot of teams are losing money with no fans at the gates. So they're trying to figure out ways to create revenue for the owners and the teams so that in return for the players. They probably would have wanted to cancel the game, but I think you had some owners that, I know people say they're billionaires, but they're going to lose, you know, some teams going to lose up to $50, maybe $100 million in these last 2 years.
All right, I guess you make it any way you can. What are the rules on getting your hair cut when you're in the NBA? You have any idea? Because apparently Ben and Joel went the same guy, and the guy had been in contact with the COVID. I thought they had that kind of thing covered.
Yeah, you know, some teams have what they call Team Barber. I know when I was in Brooklyn, there was a guy that came and cut all the guys' hair. He'd be there, practice, he'd set up. Some teams have a barber shop, a chair in their practice where a guy comes. And I wonder, was this the guy that cut a lot of the guys' hair? Was he being tested before? You know, but it's tough if he's got to make a living. So after cutting those 12 guys, he goes and does everybody else. That to me is, you know, you don't want to chastise the guys for just trying to live their life, but also you got to say, you know, you've got to be careful in this situation. And anytime you're not in a bubble, you're going to come and expose you probably people that aren't being tested. Like these players are being tested on game days, I think, 3 times a day. And I think if a player that is not within the NBA currently wants to, you know, teams think about signing him, I think he's got to test for 6 straight days before he can even be signed to play.
right. Billy, I'm very curious because you shave your head.
Yes.
When's the last time you went to a barber?
Oh, geez. Man. I'd probably have to go back to my days of Indiana, and I think in 97, 96.
97? You haven't been to a barber in 25 years?
No, I got to get a razor myself and do it really quick.
But in your day, you had the fade going, right?
Yeah, yeah. At Duke, we all went to the same barber. And actually, the crazy thing is we went to the same barber along with the players from Carolina went to the same barber in Durham.
Never had any fights?
Wow.
We just made sure we weren't there at the same time.
All right, but Krzyzewski did not go to that barber too.
No, no, no. We tried to get him to come, but I think he didn't want the fade.
Last thing, Billy. How important, we watch fans return for the first time in almost a year in our winter sports at the arena, Wells Fargo Center. How important is that to the Sixers in the second half to have fans there?
It's going to be great because it's going to be a sprint now with these final games. I mean, they're playing almost every other day. I think there's 8 back-to-backs for the Sixers. So to have fans in there just to give you somebody here to cheer for you, it's almost like you go to in preseason when you're practicing for the 28 days before the season start and you're scrimmaging and there's no fans. And then when you finally get some, you just want somebody to just, when you're tired, to give you that little extra motivation to keep going and cheer. But it's going to be important, I think, not just for the players, but for the fans also, just to be able to get back some normalcy. You know, I saw the Flyers had them last night. You know, the score didn't help. But just to have some kind of normalcy back is great for the players and for the fans.
Billy King, ladies and gentlemen. Billy, did you watch any of Meghan Markle at all?
Yes, I did. The problem is watching is it was like bombshell after bombshell. You're like, I don't need to watch anymore. It was like, whoa. You know, you kept, and then I felt like it was a movie because it was, the firm, the institution. I was like, is this a business or is this a family?
Yeah, she called it the firm.
Yeah, well, that's what they call it.
That's great stuff. Billy King, we'll see you later in the week, my friend.
Right.
Thank you, pal.
Take care.
Billy King with some insights into what was going on at the All-Star game last night. And, Al, I will play some for you when we come back.
What?
Not because I think our audience watched much of it, although 24% did check it out. Right, but do you like that kind of emotional interview, right?
No.
I would like to get out. She pondered suicide.
I feel bad for that, whatever they went through, but I just, we got enough things going on in this country. I don't understand the fascination with this.
But when we do come back, I am going to talk about what's going on with the Eagles because they are getting Jason Kelce back.
That's a great thing.
Very good news.
Yes.
That is good news. And it just once again reinforced in my head that this is not a rebuild.
Yes.
I want to compete for the playoffs this year, Justin.
We all do.
Yeah, maybe it's I'm not that young. I don't have that many seasons left. I'm not giving one up. Are you?
It's a horrible division. We'll be fine.
It's a horrible division.
We'll be right
Pete
there.
Jones is here.
We'll be
215.
There.
8 o'clock, Marcus Hayes coming up.
Yeah.
Because he's a sage. Marcus Hayes, the great columnist for the Daily News, Inquirer.com, said 2 weeks ago, don't bring Odubel in.
Yeah.
It's going to create a big problem.
And he was right.
215-592-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.